This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. Matt Stein is with us. Welcome, Matt.
Vincent, I haven't heard that in a long time. Thank you so much for having me back on the show.
You know, Matt, you're certainly welcome. I have been thinking about you a lot, and we miss seeing you here in Missouri. And I've been driving around on the tractor, going around in circles, you know, doing things that farmers do, baling hay and so forth, and raking hay and cutting hay. And I've been thinking about how hot it is, how unpredictable the weather is, and I've been thinking about your book, When Technology Fails. You know, and I've got it right here in the studio. Class, Matt Stein has been a presenter at the Get Prepared Expos. He's been on the air with us many times. He's been on every significant broadcast that I can think of, telling us about the technologies that we have built that could fail and what to do about them. Now, if you're interested in protecting yourself from what could happen when technology fails, I suggest you consider this book, When Technology Fails. You can get it on Amazon.com, or you can go to any of the bookstores, or you can go to WhenTechFails.com. When Tech, as in technology, WhenTechFails.com. Or if you'd like an autographed copy, like I have, MattStein.com. MattStein.com. And there's a link on page one at the bottom of the page where all the instructors are. You can click on that. It'll take you right to his website. Matt, I've got a report in front of me. And the report is titled Background on Solar Storm Reliability Standard for the U.S. Grid. And it was approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission on July 19th, 2014. But in
June
this, it
19th,
says,
yeah.
I'm sorry, June 19th, yes. It says, in a 2010 report, the Oak Ridge National Laboratory concluded that a severe solar storm could leave 130 million Americans without power for 1 to 2 years. In March 1989, a moderate solar storm blacked out the province of Quebec, Canada. Can you tell us what's going on here?
Well, yeah, it's a question of the foxes are guarding the chicken coop here. What we have is, after the big 2003 disaster in the East Coast, where some, on a really hot day, some trees sagged, killer trees, you know, some power lines sagged into some killer trees, and they took down the grid to 50 million people. Now, those killer trees, I mean, they're really well-trained and they're well-armed, but, you know, they managed in a very, very coordinated effort, those killer trees took down the grid to 50 million people for, you know, some cases a couple of days, and some cases a few hours. So the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which is called FERC, F-E-R-C, They demanded an inquiry, and they went to NERC, which is, sounds almost the same as FERC, but the National Energy Reliability Corporation. Now, that sounds really good, doesn't it? I mean, National Energy Reliability. Sure. It's like, that's great. That's just what we want. And, but the National Energy Reliability Corporation is a private corporation, and its members are like 80% formed from members of the utilities that they represent. So it's essentially a private corporation representing public and private utilities, but, you know, large number of them have been privatized. So these guys have their profit. You know, it, bottom line is like a major motivator for them. They have stockholders and they have constituents, and they're trying to make sure that they operate in an efficient manner with where profit is maintained. So in 2003, they were mandated by FERC to come up with some plan so that we can build the, you know, make the robustness of our grid a little better, because they really didn't like the fact that some killer trees could take out power to 50 million people. You know, that's pretty discouraging. I mean, think of what a bunch of guys with bazookas could do if killer trees can do that. So it took them only 10 years to come up with some guidelines for fixing the grid. So they were not exactly in a hurry to spend their money to make changes to the grid and fix it, because it took them 10 years to come up with some guidelines for fixing this killer tree problem. Obviously, it's a lot worse than a killer tree problem. That's just telling you, you know, if trees can take out 50 million people, what could something do like a major solar storm or a well-coordinated terrorist attack that wanted to put it to the United States with something simple like attack rifles and bazookas could take our grid down for a long period of time if they had a bunch of different cells working at the same time and different major key transformer stations placed throughout the United States. They could cause most of the grid in the country to collapse with, you know, basic, simple weapons that are not too hard to get on both the black market and the open market. Okay, so here we have this private corporation being guided by a federal regulatory corporation, and the federal guys are basically giving FERC pretty much whatever they want. I mean, sometimes they come back to them and say, hey, you know, let me slap your hands a little. We don't think you're really doing a good job, and give them a few years to fix it, and they kind of mosey along and fix it at a slow rate that's not too painful for their pocketbook, but not necessarily good for the security of the country. Well, in 2010, the Oak Ridge National Labs oversaw this Meditech study, and it was also sponsored by the Homeland Security folks. And what they did was they did some electronic modeling. They did computer modeling of our grid, and they simulated with very advanced computer modeling tools, they simulated a major solar storm. That happens, not something that happens every, you know, 50,000 years or something like that. They're talking a storm the size of one that happened in 1921. Now, that's a little over 90 years ago. And the 1921 storm was only 50%, was 50% weaker than the 1859 Carrington event, which is kind of like the granddaddy of solar storms in modern history. Well, the Carrington event is sort of like a once in 500 year event. At least that's what geophysicists and geologists, you know, studying ice core samplings have concluded. It's like once in 500 years, which, I mean, it's a pretty serious thing, but I'm not too worried about it because, you know, it happened. Last one was 150 years ago. They estimate they're every 500 years. So chances are fairly slim it's going to happen. But the 1921 event, they estimate, scientists, smart guys, you know, estimate, that's like average once in every 75 to 100 years. They've estimated that we have a 1 in 8 chance every single decade. Every 10 years, there's a 1 in 8 chance of getting a 1921-sized storm. Now, what happened in 1921? Well, people went outside and they blew their minds at night looking at the nighttime sky in both northern and southern hemispheres. Blood red, orange, gold streaks. I mean, just incredible northern and southern lights in 1921. And it induced currents in, we didn't have a big giant interconnected grid then. We had individual electrified cities and we had low-tech transformers by today's standards, you know, down in pretty low voltages, a lot less efficient than modern stuff. And what it do, it did induce enough currents that it burned Grand Central Station down in Pennsylvania, just burned it to the ground, and, you know, burned down a few other little small places, and it wreaked havoc with international and national communications, you know, electronic communications, which were very unsophisticated in 1921. Well, Meditech, you know, under the auspices of the Oak Ridge National Labs and the Department of Homeland Security, they studied this in depth, and they concluded that with these huge induced currents from a major storm along the size of 1921, what they would do is they'd cause these giant bursts of energy that were not synchronized with the regular grid. You know, the grid is all synchronous energy that's transmitted around the grid. It's going like 60 cycles a minute, 60 hertz, like we have in our lights and in our homes. And when this big burst goes down, it causes these huge transformers that our grid is totally 100% dependent on these days that didn't exist even until the late 60s, these giant transformers didn't exist. And so it would cause this inefficiency to happen in these transformers. And what happens when you've got megawatts of power going through a transformer and all of a sudden you lose a bunch of efficiency is that efficiency has to go somewhere. That's extra heat. And it burns them up. These things cook. They toast. Well, in 1989, we had a minor solar storm, a significant solar storm. Not minor. It was a major solar storm, but it was only one-tenth as strong as the 1921 one, which is 50% as strong as 1859 one. So a storm in 1989, one-tenth as strong as the one that they're using to model this scenario, it wiped out one of these big transformers in Quebec, knocked out power to 6 million people for anywhere from like 6 hours to 2 days, depending on where you were. It wiped out one of these transformers in over near Three Mile Island and one in the United Kingdom. Well, they managed to keep the grid up in the United States and the UK, but it collapsed in eastern Canada. It did collapse. And that's just one in the United States, one in Canada, and one in the UK. Well, they're estimating that we're going to have something like 370 of these massive transformers die in the United States, across the United States. And roughly, they didn't really study the world, but talking to John Kappenman, personally, conversation with John Kappenman, you know, he's shooting from the hip, he guessed a couple thousand worldwide. Well, they can make one, maybe 200 if they really ramp these things up a year, these giant transformers. So that's like 10 to 20 years worth of supply in the world that get wiped out in a single solar storm. So imagine now if one of these transformers lost caused eastern Canada's grid to collapse, and they barely kept up the grid in the United States. And if killer trees caused the grid to collapse, what are we going to do when 370 of these transformers collapse? It's going to wipe out the grid across most of the entire United States, cascading failure everywhere that wasn't directly affected, and we're going to go in the dark.
Matt Stein's with us. We're talking about solar storms, we're talking about the grid, and we're talking about information that you should know and think about.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 7th, 2014, gold opened at $13.1640. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.6413, $682.07 for a half ounce, or $341.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.6413, $682.07, and $341.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Matt Stein's with us. Matt, you know, I'm holding in my hands right now, right this very second, a clock, kind of like the clock that we had in elementary school. White face, black numbers, red secondhand. And this particular clock is an atomic clock. We had a storm, lightning, thunder, about a half hour before the broadcast is when it ended. Well, my clock has no clue what to do. So, now, this is a very simple thing, right? The only problem I have is I have no clue what time it is. Now, it's a little more important when you're broadcasting because things are measured in tenths of a second or hundredths of a second. But I have no clue what time it is. And what I'm saying, Matt, that's just a very simple thunderstorm took out my atomic clock. A few weeks ago, we had a lightning strike here at the farm, right outside the studio window. You've been in the studio here.
Oh, yeah.
So you, and this thing, you know, I have a uninterruptible power system with, it supports 1500 watt load, so I can run all the computers and all the equipment I have in the studio. Well, this lightning strike was right outside the studio window. It didn't hit the house that we can see, but it struck somewhere on the ground outside the studio window. Well,
right.
The energy was so great, it hopped on some of the wiring and literally exploded a lead acid battery that was, you know, had the battery caps on it. It was in a plastic case, and it blew it up. I mean, it literally sent acid all over the studio. So what you're talking about, when we say, you know, this can't happen, no, it only happens to other people. I'm telling you, it's happened twice in, you know, 2 weeks right here.
Well,
no clue what time it is.
In the 2000s, there was a solar storm, and I don't know why it was so bad an effect, but it took out Sometimes they just cause like burning damage on these transformers, and they fail a week later or a month later. But this solar storm in something like 2006 or 2008 caused 14 of these big transformers to burn in South Africa, the country South Africa, and one of them burned in Sweden, but 14 in South Africa. And you'd say, well, you know, can't you just go out and put a spare in or something? It's like people realize these things are tens of millions of dollars each. They're hundreds of tons each. They're 20 feet tall, like, and really wide. You have to shut down a freeway to deliver a single one. And they're custom designed and custom made and made per site and per order. And so it took them a year to replace 14 in South Africa. And they don't make them there. So in other words, they're buying them from places around the world. And they're in a hurry because it collapsed the grid in South Africa, and it took them a year. Well, the only way they kept power going and business going for an entire year in South Africa is rolling blackouts. Now, imagine trying to do work where you'd come into work each day, and you got a shopping center, and you got a business, you got a high-rise, and, you know, 6 hours out of your day, several days a week, there's no elevators running, there's no lights, there's no refrigeration going, there's no music playing, there's nothing. And imagine trying to do business for a year that way. And imagine trying to buy a backup generator for your small business when all the generators in the country were gone in the first 2 hours. And there was, you know, for everybody who bought a generator, there was another 20 people who didn't get one. And they're waiting for, like, much of the next year to get generators because there's thousands, you know, there's 100 times the demand. For every generator that comes in, there's 100 people that want it. Now, that was only losing 14. Now, imagine losing 370. Where in the world are you going to get 370? The entire manufacturing capacity for the world is like 100 a year of these. Where are you going to get 370? Now, imagine that there are 30 other countries in the world that are similarly shut down just like you, and they're all trying to get part of those transformers. You'd be just like somebody in South Africa trying to buy a backup generator. So here's the consequences. Wall Street collapses. U.S. government collapses. Oil refining shuts down. Nuclear power plants shut down. Nuclear power plants shut down, but you got to keep those rods cooled for 3 to 5 years after you turn off the power plant. Those cooling, those nuclear fuel rods do not just like turn off like a light switch. They just start slowing down, and you got to keep them water cooled with flowing water for 3 to 5 years. When you run out of backup fuel to keep those generators running, you got 104 nuclear power plants in the United States, 442 in the world. They're mandated to keep a week's worth of fuel on hand, and some people keep a month on hand, but the whole world, you know, the whole country is shut down in chaos. Who's going to keep that fuel going to keep those nuclear power plants from melting down, Fukushima style? You're talking massive chaos, massive starvation. Horrendous.
Hold that thought. Matt Stein. When technology fails, when disaster strikes. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Matt Stein's with us. Matt, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I have a friend who is a high-ranking government, he's at the top of this organization. And I was at his office a couple of years ago, and everyone else had left, and he kind of looked around to see if anybody could hear, and it looked like we were completely alone, and it was kind of quiet. So he came over to me, and he said, Vincent, do you realize that when it happens, nobody is coming to work? Do you realize that?
Right.
And what he was pointing to City Hall. He was pointing to the police station. He was pointing to the Hall of Records.
Yep.
Nobody's going to work.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned that there are 104 nuclear reactors. Now, we need to have that staff at their stations. I mean, this stuff, you just don't turn off the switch and, you know, last guy out, turn off the lights and go home. No, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
And it needs to be, right, it needs to be maintained for years. So what I'm here to say, Matt, is you're absolutely right. During this period of chaos, people are going home. I've talked to people who are in the police department, and they said, oh, no, we're not going to work. We're going home. We have families. We have children. We have wives. We're not going to work. You think we're going to protect you? You're out of your mind.
You know, a couple years ago, they invited the top first responders of the nation to do a tabletop exercise based on a grid shutdown like this. And these guys are like, whoa, this is like way worse than I'd imagine. And all those top first responders, police, firemen, you know, government people, utility people, they all admitted that in the chaos we're talking about, that they would go home and protect their families because there's nothing they could do. Who is going to make sure that for the next 2 to 5 years that these power plants, until they get the grid up and going, that these power plants get the fuel deliveries every month to keep them cooling and to keep them from melting down Fukushima style and Chernobyl style? I mean, that's an awful long time when the world is shut down and people are starving to make sure that you get fuel refined and shipped to nuclear power plants, so that doesn't go somewhere else. It's not hijacked along the way by, you know, bands of armed people who are starving and want that fuel to run tractors. I mean, who's going to make all of that work when the world's falling apart? Now, here's what happened recently. This order we just opened the show with, it's called the federal docket is number 797, and the title is Reliability Standard for Geomagnetic Disturbance Operations. Sounds pretty good, right? Sounds like, wow, these guys are covering our you-know-what, and, you know, they've got covered. So what happened was FERC, the Federal Regulatory Commission, they basically let NERC, the National Energy Reliability Corp, the guys that sound like they're the good guys, write their own regulation saying, in the event of a geomagnetic storm, this is what we're going to do. And so they made this procedure for how to deal with it. The problem is that the procedure is just kind of like telling guys, like, in the event that this is happening, this is what you do. But there's not actually telling them to build any hardware or do anything real to protect the grid. They're just telling them, when this happens, this is what you do. It's kind of like the old joke that said, in case of nuclear war, this is what you're supposed to do. You bend over, you put your heads between your knees, and you kiss your you-know-what goodbye. And that's basically what we've got. We've got a do-nothing, feel-good regulation that has no teeth to actually make the industry implement any hardware fixes to protect our grid. They're basically saying, we're going to spend, you know, we've got like thousands of utilities in this nation. We're going to spend $1,200 per year per utility training some guy to implement this procedure in the event of a major geomagnetic storm. But we're not going to actually make them put any hardware in to protect our grid. So, but what we're going to do is we're going to tell them that if you do what we told you to do and implement this $1,200 a year to train people, like in the event of this catastrophe, bend over and kiss your you-know-what goodbye, then you're off the hook. You have no liability for all the terrible things that are going to happen. And you can say, well, we did what the government told us to do, and I'm sorry that the grid collapsed, and I'm sorry that there's nuclear power plants melting down around the country, but we didn't know any better, and we just did what we were told to do. Okay, so that's what we've got. So this is what you need to do as people. You need to prepare yourselves for the probability that this will happen within our lifetimes, unless you happen to die young. And you need to wake people up and say, we're going to demand that our country does something, because there is a hardware fix that's been developed. I've spoken to Curtis Birnbach, the man who has the biggest EMP simulation in the world, and he does a lot of work for the DOD and the military stuff on EMP hardening, electromagnetic pulse hardening, and he knows this stuff. He's got top-notch scientists and engineers on his staff, and they've developed technologies to protect these massive transformers. Now, it's going to cost about $2 billion. Well, that sounds like a lot of money, But that's a single stealth bomber. One, you know, those bombers that we sent to Iraq, you know, during the Iraq war, that,
right.
that put all those cruise missiles out. One of those bombers, just one out of 20, a fleet of like 24 of them, one of those bombers cost as much as it's going to cost us to prevent the end of the world as we know it, and they're not doing it at all. They're doing, all they're doing is making a feel-good Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, you know, regulation that, that says, oh, don't worry, we got you covered. We got this regulation. We know what to do in the event of the next geomagnetic storm, and everything's okay, and go to bed at night and sleep well because we got you covered. Because somebody, some people in this private corporation that have the bottom line as their number one thing, you know, making sure the profit keeps going, those people have told us we got it covered, and I believe them. So I'm going to bed at night, and it's fine, because these guys know more about it than I do, so they should know best, so it's okay. Right? And, you know, and I believe in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus.
Matt, you're absolutely right. And since you and I have last talked on the air, I have recommended to our class, our radio classroom, that our members get involved in every level of office that each individual can run for. Dog catcher, sheriff's office, run for every office. And class, you know what I'm doing. I'm running for the board of directors of an electric cooperative because I want to make sure our power grid stays intact. I hope that you consider doing the same thing because I believe that the people I'm running against have less information about the power grid than I do. So I suggest you get involved and don't think that you can't make a difference. I really think you can. All you have to do is go to that boardroom and start asking questions. And here's what they told me. They told me, Vinny, look, when we're in the boardroom, we can yell and scream and we can do all that we can do, but it stays in the boardroom. So I'm sure that when I'm there, if I'm elected, there's going to be a lot of yelling and screaming in the boardroom. And it's probably going to be me against everybody else. But there will be a lot of yelling and screaming in the boardroom, and I'm going to do everything I can to protect our power grid. And I hope that you'll consider doing the same, class. I'm serious. Matt, we've got a caller, Nick from Wisconsin. You're on with Matt Stein and me, Vin Finelli.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
So you said that in times of crisis, if this time will come to be, the people will just not, will just abandon the work and will just not go to work and will stay at home. Even though if they don't maintain those nuclear plants, the thing's gonna go bonkers and it's gonna take their home, their neighbor's home, and everyone else's home. So you're telling me that instead of going to work, even though it's for free, I would rather stay home and wait for that power plant to take me off, to take me down with it. I mean, would that make sense for me to just stay home? And I mean, I assume that those power plants didn't hire someone from from another side of the country or from even different country. All those people, though, that work at the nuclear site, they probably all local. And if you think about it, if they would, you saying that they would not go there to you know, to maintain it or to even trying to.
I think they'll wind it down
slowly, but instead they would stay home and wait for the power plant to take them all off at once.
Well, I think that they will do their best to keep those power plants running. The problem is that when they run out of fuel for the backup generators, then if they're lucky, and I don't know if they have, in other words, without an operating grid, I don't know that they have the capability of operating their cranes and unloading the fuel from the inside. But imagine this now. There's no internet. There's no communications of any sort. The battery backup systems that have, you know, generated things to cause emergency communication systems to continue functioning, those have run out of power. The backup generators have run out of fuel. The fuel's been used up. So backup generators are running out of power. So here you've got people who are desperately trying, and I believe the nuclear power workers will know that the severity of the situation, and they'll be doing their best to work very crippled because they don't have a grid, they don't have an internet, they don't have communications, and they're trying to do their best. So then they're faced with this problem where they have these fuel rods that must be unloaded from, which is a very permanent solution. I mean, once you unload your nuclear power plants, you know, it's going to take a lot to get things up and going to get that reloaded. So that's like millions and millions and millions of dollars down the tube. And somebody has to make those critical decisions and do all of that. And then you have to keep those fuel rods cooled with pumps because they'll boil out their cooling ponds in 3 days to 1 month.
You can't really unload them. How can you unload the rods that are steaming hot? And you cannot do it. The only thing you can do is, again, using the water. I mean, all those nuclear plants, they're just power plants. They heat the water. Water turns the turbines, and that produces the energy.
Right.
But
they must unload them.
The power plant will run out the energy to pump the water. I mean, how can you?
They will. When they run out of backup fuel for the generators, then if they don't have those rods unloaded at the day they run out of backup fuel, within 15 minutes, well, because it'll have slowed down, it might take a few hours, they're going to blow up like Fukushima did and Chernobyl. They're going to melt down, critical meltdowns, shortly after they run out of backup fuel. So they must be unloaded or they will melt down, period.
Right. And Matt, how many people are going to have fuel to get to work?
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click Freeze Dry FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to learn more about how to prepare for what's coming, I suggest you consider a fabulous book. I have one. Actually, I have two. And every member of our family has one. When Technology Fails. And if you'd like to go to the website, whentechfails.com. When tech, as in technology, whentechfails.com. And if you'd like an autographed copy, as I have, you can go to Matt Stein. MattStein.com. MattStein.com. Matt, we've got Michael from New York. Michael from New York, you're on with Matt Stein and me, Vin Fennelly.
Hey, good morning, Vincent and Matt. You know, regarding the grid collapse back in 2003 in the Northeast, it wasn't really killer trees, Matt. It was just a branch. One little branch fell and put out the whole grid. That's how pathetic our infrastructure is, because apparently that's what we were told. Maybe a squirrel was crossing that limb and it fell, and the branch broke off and it hit a wire, and next thing you know, the whole Northeast is out of power for days and days and days. And it's just an indicator of how outrageous it is that the most advanced civilized country in the world, supposedly, has an infrastructure, electrical grid infrastructure, that is so shabby, so pathetic, that Mexico is probably better than that. And but, you know, guys, you're highlighting the concern, and it's a valid one. And independent solar is the only feasible, quick answer for all of us to be independent under those circumstances. And, Vincent, I'm sorry to hear about what happened to your setup in your studio. And I was wondering, I missed it when you came back on, if you mentioned it. Would you feel that if your batteries were in a metal aluminum-like housing or something, that would have contained it all when they exploded?
Okay, let me very quickly explain what I have. I have two size 27 batteries, And they were in the studio, and they were in battery boxes, like those marine battery boxes that you carry your batteries to your boat. You charge them up and bring them to your boat. And so it's a protective plastic, really rugged but ventilated plastic housing. And literally the tops of the battery blew off. You know, the fill caps, both of those blew off, three cells each, and the lid blew off the battery box. And about a third of the plastic battery itself blew off, and then out came the acid as a mist all over the studio. So to answer your question, the answer for me is to build a larger container in another location, probably in the garage of the house, and then put the UPS down in the garage, and then run 125 or so volts up to the studio on a separate circuit. That's the plan. But it needs to be ventilated because the gases that are produced from a lead-acid battery are explosive. Yes, right. Matt?
Yeah. Typically, for any large solar installation, you got a battery bank down in a fairly protected, well-ventilated area that's protected from extremes of both heat and cold. And it's good ventilation to get rid of the hydrogen gas that comes and goes during the charge and discharge cycle. So that is correct. And you're definitely going to want to do that. And you realize now the seriousness of a battery explosion. I mean, people can lose their faces. They can get, you know, sulfuric acid all over their face. It can get all over a bunch of critical equipment. So it's a serious issue.
And Matt, there's another piece. Michael,
what'd
and
you
also
say?
There's
what
another...
about... Well, I was just wondering, what about if they were an AMG-styled sealed battery? Do you think that would still be an issue?
Yeah, even like gel cells and sealed batteries, I think they still can outgas hydrogen gas during the charging. But I think the gel cells, the solid gel cells, are much less prone to it. But I'm not a battery expert, so I can't speak definitively on that question. But you know, we're looking at a serious issue that could end the world as we know it with a simple $2 billion fix. And nobody wants to spend the money in private industry, and it's peanuts for our government. And what good is our government for if they don't tackle serious issues like this and spend the money and fix it?
Right. Michael, thanks so much. Matt, you know, I got to tell you, no one called and said in 3 minutes there's going to be a lightning strike. Nobody said that. So we don't get warnings for these kinds of things, nor do we get warnings for solar storms in time to do much about it. Matt Stein's been with us. Matt, thank you so much. WhenTechFails.com.
Thank you, Vincent. Been a pleasure.
Thanks so much.
We're here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack is all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.